Somebody we can go to.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Never very far from any one of us. Hallelujah. I come that close to preaching on that this morning. Where could I go but to the Lord? Makes me wonder if I didn't miss the boat on that one. Bless them, Lord. Bless her, Jesus.
A wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord. Sing, Brother Danny.
Okay.
Her name's Barbara.
All right.
I solicited her back there. They ain't getting out of it either.
If it's not, it is today.
Bless the Lord.
Bless her God.
I think you want me to do this song to kind of like this time get through it, but you know. But I do want to say something really quick. I battled cancer 2-3 times. Oh, here we go. Anyway.
Press. And picks up time, with Mike, Danny.
And every time I thought, you know, if I could just get through this day. And but through the grace of God, I did. And those
days. Yeah. Bless you, Barbara.
And when I thought of, you know, that verse talks about no sorrow, no pain.
That's right. All my things are forgotten.
So I'm going to comment.
Bless you, okay. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. Bless you, Jesus.
Another cousin, I can't look at her either, y'all.
What a day that will be,
sure will.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Amen.
And I look upon his face.
Yes.
The one who saved me by his grace.
Amen.
When he takes me by the hand.
Think about it.
And leads me through the promised land.
Yeah.
What a day. Glorious day. That
yes, it will.
Sure will.
There'll be no sorrows there.
Right. Yes, that's
right. No more burdens to bear.
Right.
No more sin.
No more
sickness, no pain. No more parting over there.
Woo.
And forever I will be with the one who died for me.
Right.
What a day. Glorious day that will
be. That's right.
What a day that will be.
Thank you, Barbara.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Yes, yes.
When he takes me by the hand.
Thank you about it, glory.
And leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day that will be.
Yes.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Amen.
When he looks upon his face.
Yes.
And leads me through the promised land.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
When he looks upon my face and leads me through the promised land.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know about y'all, but I don't plan on staying down here forever.
No, that's right.
When he says all aboard, I'm getting on. I don't know about y'all. Y'all might say maybe later. This old boy, I'm telling you, I've done packed my bags ready to leave. Star, I'm leaving on the first load, amen.
That's right.
I'm telling you, I about had it up to here the way things are going down here, amen. Brother Danny, bless his heart. He sung that song, "Where Could I Go?" And I come this close to preaching that very message this morning. Probably should have, I don't know, but we're going to preach what the Lord put on our heart. We got up about 4 o'clock this morning, and we were seeking the Lord. Had a busy week this week. I mean, I don't do no driving, but I drove to Virginia, to Winchester, to Berea, and to Somerset. I'm going to tell you right now, that's about 1,000,000 miles more than this old boy is used to driving. And I'm still a little shell-shocked from it. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm glad. I appreciate Barbara singing that song. What a day that will be. We're going to get out.
Amen.
Not very much further, I don't think. I think it's just going to be a few days. We're going to make our exodus out of our Egypt. It's Pharaoh down here. I can't believe a man would say the Second Amendment's not absolute. I'll just tell you right now, a man makes a statement like that, he ain't absolute. You know what I mean? I mean, our Constitution is under attack. And I'm not okay with that. I'll tell you right now, when a man makes an absurd statement that the Second Amendment's not absolute, it's almost like he's asking for something.
Right.
I mean, my grandfather, he done graduated this life. But Brother James, my grandfather's still alive. He done loaded a shotgun and drove to Washington.
Right.
I mean, he'd been up there with that belt by a shotgun and said, "What do you mean it ain't absolute? It looks like it is to me." You know, my grandfather was a man of action. I think maybe we've become passive. I'm okay with that. I'm still going to get out. And I'm going to get out, amen, first class. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm going to get into heaven by the grace of God. And I appreciate that song Sister Rita sung. My chains fell off. Now, I've been running loose now for 34 years. Give the devil a headache good enough for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Next Sunday's Father's Day. And we've had several birthdays. One I know of that either took place last night or it's today. I know Brother Ed's birthday is today. But Sister Joanne, was your birthday yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
Sister Joanne's birthday was yesterday. Brother Ed's birthday is today. We may have more, I don't know.
We gotta sing happy birthday.
Well, we're going to sing happy birthday, be done with that, amen. I can't sing a lick, but I need y'all to help me. Let's try it.
Well, all the birthdays in June, raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you got a birthday in June.
Sweet, raise your hand.
All right, Sarah got her hand up. I see her back there fighting it.
All right. Y'all help me real quick. Keep your hand up. We'll try to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I done told y'all, y'all didn't help a bit. I can't sing a lick. Man, oh man, especially acapella. All right, open up your Bibles to Job. Chapter number 3, I'll get your attention this way maybe. Job chapter number 3. Parable verse. If that ain't enough, I'm going to read the whole chapter to you. How about that? Get you some Bible reading in today. Job chapter number 3. And Job's in over his head in trouble. And he says this, after this, when he's talking about his three friends showed up and they didn't really have much to say, after this Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Now, he's talking about his birthday right here. He's cursing his birthday. And Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born. He ain't real happy about his birthday. He said, in the night in which it was said, there's a man child conceived, let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined until the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day who are ready to rise up their morning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor his sorrow from mine eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Or why the breast that I should give, that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet. I should have slept, and then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which built desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold, or who filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden, untimely birth, I had not been as infants which never saw light. Boy, that rings a bell today when I think about all the abortions going on today about infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures, which rejoice exceedingly, and are glad when they can find the grave. Why is light given to a man whose way is hid and whom God hath hedged in? For my sign cometh before I eat, and my ruins are poured out like waters. Here's our text verse right here. I guess it'd be the next verse. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. This is our text verse. Yet trouble came. We're preaching today on trouble is never very far away.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but every now and then we sing a song. Trouble sometimes are here, filling men's hearts with prayer. Freedom we all hold dear, now's at stake. Come in your heart to God, slay from a chastening rod. Seek a way till grounds trot, Christians away. I'm just telling you, buddy, these are troublesome times we're in right now. I'm just going to be preaching on a few of them. There's no way I can preach on all of them. But we got gas prices troubling us. We got wars troubling us. We got muggings troubling us. Road rage gangs. Oh, by the way, y'all haven't seen that deal about the monkey pox?
Yeah.
That a woman sued Geico car insurance and got $5.2 million? I'm changing my insurance to Geico. Man, it must cover it all, man. I thought it covered the vehicle personal injury.
That's right.
Because of a vehicle or something like that, but evidently she had a chance encounter with someone she didn't know everything there was to know about, Brother Jerry, and she ended up a monkey pox, and she sued Geico Insurance Company. I say this is not over with. I don't know, but she come down with monkey pox, and she's suing her for $5.2 million. I'll tell you right now, buddy, what a day we've come to live in. What in the world has a car insurance policy got to do with someone having a fire or fling with somebody that's infected with monkeypox? You do the math on that, but you know, I believe if I was them, I'd get a good lawyer. Sound like she got a good one, amen. But I'm preaching today on troubles never very far away. Job chapter 14, verse number 1 says, man that's born a woman, I'm one of them, is a few days, and I am, and they're full of trouble, and I've seen that and know it to be true, Brother Patrick. They're full of trouble. You don't have to go looking for trouble. Trouble come looking for you.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, there's just a step between us and trouble. Sometimes the trouble's really bad. Sometimes it's not as bad. But no matter what case the trouble's in, it's not good when you got trouble.
Right. Right.
Brother James, bless his heart, gave me his lawnmower to work on it, and he made a mistake, and I'm not in no hurry for it to come out. What's that been, a month ago?
Yeah.
I'm about to get in trouble over his lawnmower, amen. I did work on a lawnmower yesterday, but it's my lawnmower, amen. I'm just telling you, trouble has a way of affecting you in some way, and sometimes it affects more than just one or two, amen.
Amen.
But we got what's called personal troubles. Jesus said that a man's foes shall be they of his own household in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. You'd think, you know, that if you could just get around your family, everything would be all right.
Yeah.
I've seen them fight. Oh, my. You don't think there's no trouble with a family? Go to an inheritance. One day, divide up the inheritance. I've been there.
Right.
I've been all. I can have it all. I just wanted to get out of there with my life. But I'm just telling you, a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
Right.
I'm going to wait a little while before I elaborate on this. We're about that far.
You got that right.
From your children,
yeah,
telling on you, and you telling on your children. It's in the makeup. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said brother, great brother, father, son, father. I'm just telling you, it's in the making. This is actually a terrible message today, but I need to preach it because I want you to be informed about some things going on that you're not going to know about if I don't inform you. I'm a watchman. I'm supposed to watch what's going on. I'm supposed to blow the trumpet. I'm supposed to let you know just how bad it is, and it's bad. But Jesus said a man's foes shall be there of his own household. We got problems at work.
Yeah.
I can remember dreading go to work. You know, maybe said the wrong thing, called somebody by the wrong name. You know what I'm talking about. Problems at school, bullying. Some boy just got beat to death.
Yeah.
in a school. I don't understand it, Carol. You know, I always thought about school being a safe place. It's not safe no more. It's not safe physically. It's not safe mentally. And it's not safe spiritually in our schools
right now.
I'm a little concerned about that too. Thank God for Sunday school. Only chance these children got is getting Sunday school to know the truth.
Right.
I'm telling you, they're telling a bunch of lies to children that don't even know their left hand from their right hand, and they feed them a bunch of lies.
Amen.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm not okay with it. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
Troubles in our government, and oh my, I don't want to elaborate on that for sure, but troubles even in churches. Methodist Church got a big deal going on right now because they're ordaining gays and lesbians, and it's splitting the church, and it ought to split it. I'm glad their son got enough sense to know something wrong there. The Bible says we're light, that's darkness. What fellowship has light with darkness? What concord has Christ rebelled? I just want you to know those things ought not be going on in the church.
Right.
I got enough sense to know that if somebody, you know, in that state of mind, I'll just tell you this, I don't think they can live that kind of lifestyle if they're truly saved. Every time I commit a sin,
amen,
since I've been saved, my heart smote me, and I had to go repent, confess to God, I'm sorry. Hey, and you know what? The Bible says God's greater than our heart, knows all things, and if our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive, because we do those things that please in His sight. Amen. But in Psalms 55, you know, listen to this. Psalms 55, verse number 12. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man equal, my God, mine accountant, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. I just tell you, buddy, sometimes you have trouble in church. I've seen it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We can have health issues that cause us trouble. And right here's where you better put your seatbelt on.
Come on.
These like mandated vaccines.
Oh my goodness.
Mandated masks. I just watched. And you need to too.
Right.
A global COVID summit of 2022 where 17,000 physicians and medical scientists met together, and they gave their conclusion about this COVID mandated vaccine and this COVID mandated mask. Anybody interested to know what they had to say? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Because
I don't want your blood on my hands.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're talking about the greatest genocide that's ever been unleashed upon humanity.
Yeah, I believe it.
They said millions are going to die because of all this. Millions. There's already, many have already died. It's kind of hush-hush. You know, it's swept on the rug. You listen to this. These are professionals. 17,000. You ought to look this up. Right? Get the tape. 17,000 physicians and medical scientists, here's what they said. Their conclusion is, they said, we declare and the data confirms that these vaccines must end. The mask mandates are not and never have been effective protection. They also declared that they willingly withheld information from people and should be indicted for fraud, and that they must be held accountable. Hello!
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Government and media agencies have lied to you. You know, Jesus said, take heed. In life's days, He said, take heed.
Right.
That no man deceive you.
Right.
He said there'll be deceivers, even deceiving their own selves. These people have bought into this
because
this right here. Y'all know how much money the pharmaceutical people made that invented these vaccines? $4.2 billion,
yeah.
And it's still coming. I mean,
that's
this is the start in $4.2 billion. Man, it's blood money.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you better start paying attention, at least ask a question, before you get on board with some of this stuff. They're talking about indicting these people for lying to the public. And you know what I'm talking about? You're talking about that kind of trouble. That's some terrible trouble, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe America's under judgment right now. I think it started when the Twin Towers fell. Mm-hmm. And I do believe we need to start reading our Bibles. We need to start praying and start paying attention to what's going on. Because I'm telling you, buddy, this thing will take its toll on many.
Yeah.
The vaccines, they've got one that's got metallic makeup in it. It affects your organs, your bones. Now, I got no problems. And it's terminal. There's no undoing it. I mean, once you take it, well, then you pay the price for it.
That's right.
Your kidneys, your heart, your liver, your bones. You know, I'll just tell you, I think we made a mistake when we started trusting man instead of trusting God.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, we've made some mistake, but this is a fatal mistake right here. Not only we got personal problems, personal troubles, but we got worldly troubles. Ukraine. The U.S. Defense Secretary, I'm going to mention his name, he's not that high on the totem pole, Lloyd Austin, just stated that the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a preview of what's coming upon the world.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all getting this or not, but he said they're just practicing.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, you can say whatever you want, but Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell.
Right.
All what you do is they're shooting people in broad daylight, they're breaking display cases, robbing, smash and grab. They're stealing cars. Woman got run over by her own car because somebody stole it. She got hung up in the seatbelt. Got run over. They're not doing nothing to these people.
That's right.
There's no judgment. They're turning them back loose.
That's right.
They're not serving any sentence. Now, their solution is defund the police. I'm not in agreement with that. Man, we need police more than we've ever needed them.
Yes, right.
We got Ukraine. We got Russia. We got China. We got North Korea. We got ISIS. Y'all wouldn't believe if I told you how many ISIS have come in through our southern border. Wonder why they're letting them through. They've caught some of them. These godless communist countries are starving, and America is getting more godless by the minute, but America has food. Wonder why America's got food. There's still a few. There's still a remnant in America. Love the Lord. God said, I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curse you. There's still a few in America that haven't raised a white flag. Barbara, they're still singing his songs. They're still looking to him for such things as they have need of. God has promised us that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. David said, I have been young, I'm now old, I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm telling you, the blessing of God upon America is causing a lot of hunger, communist nations to have their eye on what you got.
Amen.
That's right.
They want it. And they're willing to kill you to get it, amen.
Yeah.
America's the land of milk and honey. There ain't no mistaking about that. You just drive around and look.
Right.
They want your honey. And Brother Mitchell, they want your money.
That's right.
We got problems in America today with crime, with murder. Like I said, they want to defund the police. Our problems are at the top. I don't see him getting any better until Jesus shows up. But praise God, he's coming, amen. And everything I read about him when he comes, he got fire in his eye. Said his eyes was a flaming fire.
Yes.
He ain't mad at me, Patrick. He's mad at this bunch down here that's doing us like he does. Ain't that I can do?
Amen.
Bible says veins will help a man. I call somebody to do any good.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, our help cometh from the Lord.
Yeah.
He's coming
amen.
Amen. Not only is he going to avenge us, but is he ever going to set this place in order? Amen. Oh my. Thank God he's coming.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 6 tells a little bit about his coming. I'm glad I ain't going to be here. I'm going to read it, but praise God I ain't going to be here.
That's right.
This is what's going to happen when Jesus shows up. Now he came as a lamb first time.
Yeah.
But he's coming as a lion this time.
That's right.
In Revelation chapter 6 verse 14, it says, "And the heavens departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondsman and every free man hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come,
yeah.
And who shall be able to stand?" I'm not going to be here when that happens.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in the joys of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to be looking upon him that loved me, gave himself for me. I'm still going to try to figure out why he would do so much for me, me being so undeserving. Oh, the love of God.
Yeah.
Paul said it constrained him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, God's love will do you some good.
Right.
You don't need to run from God. You need to run to him.
Amen.
And find out
Amen.
About the great mercy Amen. And the great love that he has for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'm glad he loved me. Amen. I'm glad he's willing to forgive me. I'm glad he's willing to pay my debt. Amen. Glad he's willing to save me and give me a home in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, we're going to get out.
Yeah, we are.
Before he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll read that to you just so you'll understand why I just said that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You listen real good right here. Verse 15. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." This ain't Brother Eddie's word right here. "That we which are alive," right now I am, "and remaining," right now I am still remaining here,
yep.
"unto the coming of the Lord," and he's coming, amen,
yes, he is. Amen.
"Shall not prevent them which are asleep." I wonder why it didn't say they're dead.
They're not dead.
"For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven." He's coming.
Right.
Buddy, when he steps down, Bonnie, I'm going up.
That's right. Amen.
I ain't never flown on anything, but I'm going to take my heavenly flight. I believe it was a Carol that said, "Can we sing that song, I'll Fly Away?"
Yeah.
We're going to fly away, Carol.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to leave all our troubles behind.
That's right.
We're going to have to worry no more. We're going to have to work no more. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the deck's stacked against you. You can't get ahead. The reason you can't get ahead, they don't want you to get ahead. You're a slave right now. But we're going where you'll never get a lick again.
Right.
We're going where you know, we all try to have it made.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to have it made when I get to heaven, Brother Mitchell. But this side of heaven, thank God for the grace of God.
Yes.
We don't have it made, but we're going to have it made.
Right.
Nobody goes to heaven complaining. They go to heaven saying, "Praise God, found a home."
Amen.
Here, buddy, I'm telling you, not only is the debt stacked against you, but I'm telling you, there's a devil down here, and he hates you, and he don't want you to enjoy anything you got.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 10:10. He said, "The thief cometh up for to destroy, to kill, and to steal."
Amen.
He said, "But I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Lord loves us, but there's a devil down here.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
Amen, boy.
Thank you.
I'm going to look forward to being in residence without the devil. Amen.
Amen.
He said, Lord, which remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Brother Ed, I'm ready for that shout.
Amen.
With the voice of the archangel. You know, Brother Danny said he's standing up in front of his speaker just a minute ago. He said it's pretty loud. I got a feeling it's going to be louder than that.
Right.
Woo! I can't wait to hear that come up hither.
Right.
You talking about taking a tour. We're trying to get a little trip to take young people up there to see the ark. We may see greater than the ark. If the Lord comes before next month, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Get to see the things up of heaven, amen, which no eyes ever seen, no ears ever heard, never is it even entered in the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him and look to His appearing. Hey, I want to get in that tour for sure, amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. He said with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. I don't want that Revelation chapter 6 to be on nobody, but I will tell you this. On whoever Revelation chapter 6 falls on, they deserve every bit of it.
That's right. Amen.
I made preparation against that day, Sybil.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to pain.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you right now, I don't want God to look for me with eyes of fire. I want Him to have dove eyes when He looks upon me. I want Him to see the blood. I want Him to know my name's in the blood.
Yeah.
I want Him to know my sins are in the blood.
Yeah.
I want Him to know I'm proud to see Him. I'm not going to run and hide like Adam did. I'm going to go out and say, hey, here I am, glory to God.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to the return of the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to stay here 1 second more than I have to, amen. Oh my, praise God, we're going to get out when He returns. Oh my. And there's some people down here like Lot's wife. They're going to look back. They're not going to turn to pillar of salt like she did. But they're going to wish they didn't look back.
That's right.
You know, taught this morning out of Genesis about God confronting Cain, and God didn't kill him, He just confronted him. He killed his brother Abel. But you know, I believe God goes to confront people that look back. We may not have time to look back. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that in a moment, twinkle of an eye, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15, that's pretty quick. I mean, a twinkle of an eye, that's quicker than a blink.
That's right. That's right.
They tell me you can't even record a twinkle of an eye. That they try. It's so fast the camera can't even record it.
That's right.
That's how fast I'm getting out of here, Lord. I'm talking about, buddy, Russia may have warheads. China may have nukes. Oh, by the way, I seen a cartoon. Biden threatened Korea. He said, we got nukes. You know what they told him? He said, we got stairs. That's pretty good, but they said we got stairs. Anyway, they got all these weapons, all these threats, but they're no threat to us.
That's right.
We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Thomas. You go first class, but you don't even know what the law says, much less think about breaking. I'm telling you, innocence goes a long ways, but the Lord took our guilt and put it under His blood, and now we're as innocent as Thomas is in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad there is such a thing as redemption. I'm glad that He ransomed us from our sins and paid in full the price. And you know that parable of the good Samaritan? He put that bald man in and He said, take care of him. And He said, when I come back, Bonnie, He said, if he owes any more, He said, I'll pay it. Boy, that's what I'm talking about the Savior, amen. If I was to owe any more, Brother Mitchell, Jesus said, I'll pay it. I love the old boy, He said. I love him. I gave my life for him. I'm taking care of him. And he's going to be all right, thanks to the grace of God and the love of Jesus. Troubles, they're never very far away.
That's right.
And when trouble comes your way, Here's my advice, run to Jesus. Don't go to the doctor. Don't call Brother Eddie. Get down and say, Lord, can we talk? I've got troubles.
All right.
Bible says in Psalms 46, verse 1, that God is a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
You can get some help if you go to Him.
Yes, you can.
You might go to a doctor. He might look at you like a new vacation home in Alaska or something. I'm just telling you, if you go to the Lord, and the Bible's full of people that didn't go to the Lord, they went to doctors. One of them's that woman in Mark chapter 5, had an issue of blood. She went to many doctors, spent all she had, suffered many things, grew nothing better, rather worse. Finally, I don't know, the light came on, she went to Jesus. She said, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole.
Yeah.
And buddy, when she touched the hem of His garment, he turned around and said, who touched me? Don't tell me. He felt her touch. She felt His. The Bible said she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Then you got a king named Asa. God loved this king. He's a great king. But the Bible said in the latter part of his life, he's diseased in his feet. You know what, Brother Danny? Instead of going to God about it, God put this in on purpose. Said he went to the physician. Then he died.
Yeah, right.
I'm just telling you, when trouble comes, run to the Lord and say, I need some help.
Yeah, that's right.
Troubles are going to come. How many? I don't know. How big? I don't know. But I guarantee you this. They're going to come.
Yeah.
They're going to come to you. They're going to come to me. The reason it's going to come because we ain't home yet. There's a devil down here.
Yeah, that's right.
We're trouble on every side.
Yeah,
my advice is to get Geico insurance and know the Lord. Amen. I can't believe that woman was able to get $5.2 million from the insurance company because she's infected with monkeypox from having an affair with somebody in the back seat of a car. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message. I pray, God, you'll help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you. Lord, as things down here get worse, as things down here, Lord, fall apart, may you help us, Lord. I pray our mind might be stayed upon you, our eyes might be looking in your direction. Lord, may our feet be in your direction like a compass, Lord. You're the good shepherd, Lord, that loves your sheep. You're the good shepherd, Lord, that said you'd never leave nor forsake us. You said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. We pray, Lord, your blessing upon these that are before us. We pray your blessing upon those that listen by way of the live stream. Lord, we've not said anything that we can't back up. And I pray you'll get honor and glory in all that's said and done. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I get Brother Jerry, if he would please get an invitation on him. Get Sister Sharon to help him.